Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Ever feel like life swinging a million curveballs at you? Like your emotions are on a rollercoaster ride with no brakes? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let those triggers and overwhelm take the wheel. Today, we're diving deep into strategies for managing those emotional ninjas before they knock us off our feet. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful, but they don't rule you. You're the captain of the ship, and it's time to take back control. We'll explore some practical stoic techniques that can help you navigate those stormy seas with grace and calm confidence. Because let's be real, feeling grounded and centered in the chaos is a superpower we all need. So buckle up, friends. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master those triggers and reclaim your inner peace. First things first, recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a specific person, situation, or even thought pattern? Identifying these emotional landmines is the first step to diffusing them. You know that feeling when someone cuts you off in traffic and suddenly your blood pressure skyrockets? That's a trigger. By becoming aware of what sets you off, you can start anticipating those moments and preparing yourself mentally. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Our brains love to jump to conclusions, especially when we feel stressed or anxious. We tend to overthink things, catastrophize, and create worst-case scenarios that rarely come true. So how do we combat this mental negativity? By questioning those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this belief? Is there another way to look at the situation? By challenging those automatic negative thoughts, you can start to reframe your perspective and find more clarity. Third, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment and accepting things as they are, without judgment. When we're constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, we miss out on the beauty of the present. So take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and really pay attention to what's happening around you. Try a short meditation each day. Even just 5 minutes can make a difference. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and faces challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. And finally, remember that you're not alone. We all experience emotional triggers and overwhelm at some point. Don't be afraid to reach out for support from friends, family, or a therapist. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly helpful in processing them and finding healthy coping mechanisms. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of emails, deadlines, and social obligations? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your calendar is packed tighter than a clown car, and your brain feels like it's on overdrive? That overwhelm can be crippling. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's a brilliant graphic designer with a ton of talent and a heart of gold. But she was constantly running on empty, stressed out of her mind, and feeling burned out. Her to-do list was a mile long, her inbox was always buzzing, and she felt like she was constantly playing catch-up. One day, Sarah decided enough was enough. She took a step back, identified her triggers, and started implementing some of the strategies we've talked about today. She learned to prioritize tasks, delegate when possible, and set realistic expectations for herself. She also made time for mindfulness practices and self-care activities that helped her de-stress and recharge. Slowly but surely, Sarah started to feel a shift. She felt more in control of her time and energy, less overwhelmed by the chaos, and more present in her life. So remember, you don't have to be a victim of your emotions. You can learn to manage them, navigate those tricky situations with grace, and ultimately build that calm confidence we all crave. Remember these key takeaways. Identify your triggers, challenge negative thoughts, practice mindfulness, cultivate self-compassion, and never hesitate to reach out for support. Now go out there and rock your day. Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep building that amazing life you deserve.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.